Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Mylon Yurkovich, and your phone calls. It is a great day for a new life.
Welcome to a classic program from the archives of New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. All of our calls for this classic program have already been taken, but if you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Now here's Steve.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing good.
It's August, and life is good. My daughter's in college. I'm working. I have a job. I can help pay for it.
How come she started so early? Because my granddaughter hasn't
gone
to that same school
yet. So glad you asked, Dave. The athletes.
Oh, the ones on
the soccer team. They have to go early, and so she is essentially. You know, she went up there. I took her up there on the 6th of August. And you know, we were thinking, okay, so they stay up there a couple of weeks and they come back home and then we send them off. No, that's it. They're there. But I'll tell you, this is an amazing thing. And I don't know, I don't think it always works out this way, but if you just pray for your kids and connect with your kids, I'll just say this, it always does work out this way. Pray for your children and connect with them. And it'll turn out better than if you don't pray for them or don't connect with them. I mean, it's just, I'm living a dream.
Those are equally important.
Yes, that's right. And she's just a fantastic person. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. I think probably most of the people that are listening are fantastic people, and that's why you've tuned in. If you've tuned in by accident, obviously, it's God's will that you change everything in your life, and that's what we want to help you do. So you just go ahead and call us right here, and maybe we can give you some help, or maybe not. We have not lost anybody yet. That's one of the good things about this. We don't know of anybody that has been so saddened or anything, and it's over now.
At least we haven't heard from anybody.
No, we have not. Anyway, we love you, we care about you, and we appreciate you. We do have the 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series as our gift for joining Club New Life. You could purchase those individually also. I think they're $14.95 each. But we love it when you get all of them by becoming part of Club New Life. And let's talk to Pastor Mark from Haymarket, Virginia. Nice little startup here. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Great. And you, and what's going on in your life today?
I just, I'm in sales as well as I also pastor our Celebrate Recovery Ministry at our church. And I listen to you guys every day, and I just give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for your ministry and everything you're doing for His kingdom.
Well, thank you. Do you have a Life Recovery Bible?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. Too bad, because I was going to give you one, but not now. Now, you know what I'll do?
Give him one, because he can give it to somebody in the program.
Yeah, maybe it's time for an upgrade.
So we'll
try to upgrade you here and send you a leather-bound Life Recovery Bible. And then also I'll send you the new little devotional that goes with it.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, you know, we believe in recovery. And I wish we could go back and redo all the terminology. And rather than recovery, I wish we could use the word transformation. You know, because not because it doesn't mean the right stuff to us in recovery, but to the world. I don't want them thinking, you know, we're just kind of recovering what we lost or something. Hey, we're not. We're going far beyond. That's why you hear people saying, thank you that I am an alcoholic or whatever, because that's where I got introduced to the truth and found out a way to live. Well,
yes,
hey,
sir.
You are, well, thank you for thanking us, and we're going to send that off to you and hope that it will bless you. Anybody else, you want one, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. or go to newlife.com.
Did you have a question for us, Mark?
No, guys. Just thank you for what you're doing for the ministry, and thank you for promoting CR.
Thank you.
And blessings to you and your children. And just
we'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome back to this classic program from the archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Appreciate old Pastor Mark. I don't know if he's old, but...
Sounded young.
He sounded young to me.
Yeah.
Let's go over here and talk with Andy. Andy's calling us from Lufkin, Texas.
Oh, remember Andy?
Andy?
Hey.
She called another day, and somebody hung up on her, on us.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think it was y'all. Couldn't have been me.
I think it was. Could it have been Satan?
I don't know. I was afraid it was divine intervention, and I wasn't supposed to ask this question or something.
All right. Well, what is that that fabulous, fun-filled question that you had for us?
Well, I don't even know where I was, but I kind of was listening to your intro and listening to you taking your daughter to college and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a couple of times, and I just, you know, what do you do when you have prayed for your kids and you thought you connected with them and you thought you checked all the boxes off, and you wake up and your heart's broken and they're living exactly opposite of everything that you had wanted and your hopes and your dreams for them, mm-hmm. and all that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do? How do you survive that?
Well, tell us what you mean by that. What happened?
Well, you know, I guess on some levels it might not be as tragic to other people, but, you know, I've kind of lived my life with checking the boxes off, and I thought my girls would be the same way.
Okay, so what did your daughter do, Andy?
Well, my daughter, we found after she'd already been in a relationship with a year with this guy, and, you know, she's living with him now. She's 2 years into it now. When we found that out, and I say she wasn't living with him, she was in a relationship with him, and there's just a lot of things about the relationship and the person that we've never actually met him, to be honest. We just oppose it so vividly, you know, so, I don't know the word, strongly. And, but anyway, we told her that if she was going to see this person that she would, you know, she would not have our blessings. And
wait a minute. See this person or live with this person?
Now she's living with them.
Okay.
But why didn't you want to?
Living with them.
Okay.
Why didn't you want to see him?
Yeah, why didn't? Was it an,
I don't
scene?
Have any interest. She knows we were. This is going to come out, and it's going to. And you can't be politically correct about this. So I'll just say it. So
okay.
it's an interracial relationship. She's in a relationship with a. With a black boy that we absolutely do not approve of.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually living in what would, I say living, actually telling us she was staying with other people, and she was actually staying in basically a ghetto type, I mean, I don't mean ghetto in the term that way. I'm talking about literally where there are drive-by shootings and bad place. Okay.
I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
How does... and I want to just put aside the living together issue for a second, and then we'll get to that.
Okay.
But how does this guy treat her?
Well, I guess okay, as far as I know, from what little I can, you know, information.
Treat her okay?
Yes.
Okay, so she's
I
never...
I think he's okay. I know that he's been with several other girls, and she's caught him, but she continues to stay in this relationship with
him.
Well,
that's not good.
That's not good.
That's
no.
not good. So, see,
he comes from a very dysfunctional
yeah.
home.
All right, let me just say this. I think that your focus on the interracial aspect of this may have prevented your ability to intervene on the more important issue, is that she is involved with a man who is unfaithful. Now, at any time,
living with him.
Yeah. Did you ever model accepting unfaithfulness as the norm when she was growing up? Did she ever see that in you?
Acceptance of unfaithfulness?
Uh-huh.
No.
So you never enabled a man. So this doesn't come from her seeing you do this, and now she's modeling it. Right?
No.
Okay. So where do you think the disconnection occurred?
Know, I wish I knew, you know, exactly where it came from. I wish I could tell you where that came from. She's a beautiful
girl. Well, tell me about your husband and his relationship with her.
He is, you know, I guess it appears that, I mean, he has a good relationship. We've been married. I'm still married to him 25 years.
Well, how many times has he taken this guy to lunch, breakfast, or dinner?
Do what now?
How many times has he taken her boyfriend to lunch,
never.
Breakfast? Or, okay. So it seems like to me that if their relationship was really where it needed to be, he would be all over helping that young man grow into the person that he needed to be.
Well, I guess because he is so against the relationship to begin with, based on, you know,
you just gave me a piece of irrelevant information, because it doesn't matter whether he's for it or against it. His daughter chose it. And if he doesn't get involved with this in the middle, it's so much easier just to keep hands off. But if he doesn't get involved with this, he may see his daughter married to a man who has already discovered he can be unfaithful the rest of his life, and it's okay.
And I understand where you're going with that, but you have to understand that she kept that completely. We were totally, when we found out, you could have ran me over with a Mack truck. She had already been in the relationship a year. Okay. She had never brought this child. We didn't even know what was going on.
Andy, let me tell you why she's doing this. You ready?
I'm listening.
Okay. This is her adolescent rebellion.
Hmm.
And it's working because you guys have cut her off, and it's her way of separating and becoming her own person, but it's not a very good way because it's meaningless. But she is rebelling against you guys. Every adolescent rebels in some ways, and I remember reading something years ago that if you're going to let them rebel, let them do it in a safe way by having a messy room or something. But this is all rebelliousness. And the more you fight it, the more she's going to prove to you that she's doing what she wants to do. And when Steve is saying, you know, your husband needs to get to know this guy and take him out to lunch, that's what you've got to do. In fact, you need to invite them both over for dinner and get to know him and tell your daughter, well, if this is the guy you're going to choose to marry, we want to get to know him because we don't want to lose our grandchildren. And I know that's going to, you're going to cringe inside.
You're almost having a stroke at that point.
I know, but that's what you've got to do.
What do you do if you just don't, I mean, that's just not what I want.
You know what, Andy?
Then you get ready for the marriage.
Do you know what, Andy?
You get ready for the wedding.
What happens here is that this isn't, and I know you're going to really struggle with this analogy, but Jesus grew up not doing what his family wanted him to do as well. He had a different task, a different mission. His mother and his brothers were following him around, trying to get him to come be with them because they thought he was crazy. And so Jesus had the same struggle of trying to separate from his family. What I learned about your family is that acceptance of your daughter comes when she makes your choices. That's what acceptance is.
But or what we consider to be
your choices.
Your choices.
You see, your choices.
Yeah.
But that is not what the Bible teaches with respect to people growing up and becoming their own individual and becoming different from their parents, because acceptance should allow her to make her own choices, even if they're different from yours. Psychologists call this differentiation, being different, and individuation, being an individual that's different from you. And what you're saying is that's what approval is all about in our family, and if you move outside of this, we don't accept you, which means she can't grow up to be an adult in your home.
Yeah.
And Dave, let me ask you.
And Andy,
hold on a second. Andy, hold on a second. Dave,
okay.
Is this rebellion? Is it a form of reactivity?
Well, yeah, but it's adolescents do this as a way to break away from the family, but not completely. They don't want to break away completely, but they want to be their own person. Here's an exercise for you, Andy. When your husband comes home, tell him to put his hand up. You know, just put his hand up, and then you push on his hand. See, and what's he going to do when you push on his hand? I predicted he will push back. See, now you didn't tell him to push back. You just said put your hand up, because it's a natural reaction. When you push, he's going to push back, and that's what's happening with your daughter. That's why I say it's rebellion. You're pushing her, trying to get her back on track, and the more you push, the more she's going to push back, and that's just going to accelerate. And if you don't choose something different, then get ready for the wedding, because that there's no other way to stop it, at least from your point of view, except to go with it. And if you start going with it and accepting it, that takes away all of the reactivity that Mylon's talking about. It takes away all of the rebelliousness, because if you're starting to accept this guy, and I can't believe you're doing that, is what your daughter's thinking, then he's no longer serving a purpose to me, you know, and hopefully then she'll start to make better choices. But
so Dave, you're saying, and Steve, you're saying that there, Andy and her husband could be actually helping to perpetuate this.
Well, definitely. They are, and here's the thing.
Exactly.
I hate to hear parents.
Well, hold on. She's fixing to be 21 years old at this point.
Yeah, okay, wait a second.
That doesn't matter.
Hold on. Let me talk to you for a second. I hate to hear when parents say we've failed. But here's what I think you and your husband might want to say out loud to each other. Our method has failed. Mm-hmm. Disapproval and distance is failing our daughter, and it's failing us.
And it always does.
It always does. So if you could do that, then rather than distance and disapproval, you would have connection and trying to understand. Connection and trying to understand. What is? Do you even know what it is about this young man that she was attracted to?
I think she was a very lonely teenager.
She was lonely. What was attractive about this guy to her?
He was the only person that ever paid her, only boy that ever paid her any attention.
Well, did her dad pay attention to her when she was growing up?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Okay.
All three of them doted on like that. You just, mm-hmm. I mean, their dad, that's the other two say, you know, we can understand her hurting you, but oh my gosh, to do this to our daddy, I'm like, well,
do what?
Chop liver.
So they'll rebel like this.
Just to do something so.
Hey, Andy, here's what I want you to say. I want you to work up the courage to say this to your daughter. Say, we have really made a mistake. And we have not valued your opinion. You obviously see something in this young man that you admire. So we want to get to know him like you do. So can you guys come over for dinner on Thursday night? And you know, after, I mean, you're going to have a stroke when I'm telling you that. Your daughter's going to faint when you tell her that. But that's how you turn things around, see. You change, because what you're doing now is not working. In fact, it's working totally against everything that you value and hope for.
Now, we don't condone her living anyone.
No.
Okay, nobody that is unmarried should be living with somebody in a state like that. So we're with you on that. Okay,
but you don't throw them away either.
But we don't throw them away either. And how do we win a person back? And I think what we're trying to do is say, well, you called here for a reason. What do I do? And we're saying we think you should try a different methodology.
Okay,
it's not what you thought you were going to hear, is it?
You know, I know that I mean, I know that, but I just how to get there, I cannot in my mind, in my physical being, in the whole thing. I don't know how to get there, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry.
Your love for your daughter has to become more important than even your standards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's going to work.
I wish that the answer had been that this was a very faithful guy to her. But let me put the color of skin in perspective. Now, I want you to just think for a minute. Would you rather your daughter be married to a person of color who beats her? Every time you see her, her eyes are blackened, okay?
Okay.
Or would you rather her be married to a person of color who treats her well? Easy answer, right?
Easy answer.
Would you rather her be married to a white man who beats her or a man of color who treats her well? Which one? Which one? Say it out loud. Which one would it be?
Neither one.
That's the wrong answer.
I know it's the wrong answer.
I want to tell you something. The color of a person's skin is irrelevant. And you really need to look at a person of color's skin. And you start to see it is actually much more beautiful than white, splotchy, dotted up old skin. And you have to say there's something really wrong with this, and I need to do something about it.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To hear from you, you can write us at P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. You know what? I know. Listen, we're not naive, and I know that this issue is offensive to a lot of people. The way we handled it is offensive because there is nothing that I can do, there's nothing we can do to help you deal with the issue of race and your feelings about race. It's just absolutely nothing we can do about that. But I just want to encourage you, just do this. Just in your prayer time and study time, ask God, what is my heart really like? And is it appropriate to think that you would create someone of lesser value, that you would do that? You know, a lot of people say, oh, my goodness, you know, look at the trouble with a cross-racial relationship. Well, I think there are some challenges there, absolutely, especially in the South. But there are a lot of other challenges in other areas, too. And And so we just have to ask ourselves, are we making too much of something that really we need to deal with and get out of our lives?
And what we were dealing with is how the parents can cope with their daughter living with somebody who's not being faithful. Just take it that far and then deal with it.
All right, let's go to line two, Maureen from Albany. Hello, Maureen from Albany, and how are you today?
I am wonderful.
Really?
How are you all?
Still? Still wonderful?
I am.
You
I
know
am.
This, you know this, Maureen, Dave?
Yeah, I know Maureen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And even better than before. And when I came home, I
From the New Life Weekend.
From the New Life Weekend. And I still say, go now. And I feel that I will be going again sometime.
Oh, great.
And it's wonderful. And when I first came home, I had so many mixed emotions, and I just felt like I was, my emotions were just put out on the counter and just eat with a meat mallet.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But what I can say now is, I'm starting to feel like I am not that dirty little girl.
Wow.
And I can't tell you, well, Dave, you know, mm-hmm. if anyone, what that means to me. And my heart so went out. I was listening to your show earlier to this woman that did not want to leave her second husband. And what I wanted to emphasize to her is when you allow a man to abuse your child, and really, in a sense, that's what he's doing, just because you don't want to be, you're afraid to be alone, oh my gosh, the repercussions of that are just a lifetime of fighting a backwards battle for him, you know?
Yeah.
And it puts these thoughts in a 14-year-old boy's mind.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's just, my heart just goes out to her, and I prayed for her. I got on my knees, and I prayed for her for the strength to do something, you know.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. Now, just, I want to go back a little bit here.
Okay.
Somebody's thinking about going to the New Life Weekend. They're thinking, yeah, but it makes you feel real good when you're there, and then after you're gone, nothing. What is your life? How is your life different because you went?
Oh, it's different. Actually, I also see one of your therapists that I found online, and I went through the New Life Ministries, and I'm seeing one of them. And I was able to go in, and my session was yesterday, and I was able to go in with her and so openly say that I feel validated. I feel like I have downplayed all of the abuse in my life, and now I can look at it, and I feel like I can see life so much more clearly. I can breathe. I can hold my head high. I can look people in the eye, and I mean, it's just amazing.
That sounds, I might be exaggerating here, I don't want to do that. Sounds like a transformation has
occurred. Oh my gosh, and my husband sees it, but what my therapist wanted to say to Dave is, tell him I said thank you. I've been going to her since April and making teeny baby steps and just fighting the whole way.
Wow.
Well,
you did that in our group for a couple sessions, too. And then finally it felt safe enough for you to.
Well, Dave, I felt really safe with you right away, which is amazing, because when I first found out I was going to a man's group, I said to God, why? Why?
Plus more men in the group than women, too.
And then more men, and then one that dealt with the one that. So I don't know if I can say it on TV.
No, you can't.
Well, Maureen, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I appreciate you calling us. You dealt with one of the best. I've said here before, Dave is not only the oldest Christian therapist, but he's the best. I mean, it's just, it's incredible.
Well, I'm sure there's some older than
that. And I hope that her calling that, and hearing this transformation might motivate some people to do something.
Yeah, because she really did transform that weekend.
All right.
And
so
that was not she just called spontaneously.
And I would have to say that the male counselors at these weekends are safe people.
They are. Yeah, well, I hope so. Anyway, another person said, one of the most liberating and freeing experiences of my life. I feel all the barriers that I've erected over the years are finally crumbling. Okay. You want some crumbling going on? If you're tired of eating crumbs, crumble that wall. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of New Life Live. In the meantime, check out Every Man's Battle Workshop. Counselors all over this country. Check it out. There are too many excuses to get better and transform your life. And you can do that. We will be back. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps. And how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery? You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Orange County, California, Saturday, October 6th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Find out more information about New Life or any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop, and Mylon Yurkovich. Now, Dave, I want you to... I didn't realize who was on the phone. And we talked about Mitch on Monday, and this was Mitch's...
This is Mitch's mom.
And both
of them were at the weekend.
Yeah. And so I don't want to... Well, anyway, can you describe some of the stuff she was dealing with or just let people know? This was a woman in horrific shape.
Well, yeah, there was incredible abuse from a mother and sexual abuse. And I mean, she was made to feel as if she was nothing. She was rotten. She was dirty. The family dynamics were very convoluted and... there was a lot of physical abuse from stepfathers, and she had bought into all this and felt like she was worthless. And first couple group meetings, she wouldn't talk. She would just kind of rock, you know, in her chair and shake. And then there was a group where she just went into a fetal position and weeping, and finally opened up. And from that point on, it was a totally different lady that was there. And but she came with her son, and they were both supportive of each other.
Incredible.
But he made some incredible gains,
he did.
Too. So,
and he had been abused in a 2 week period of time by an uncle.
An interesting thing, when she was up on, this wasn't just someone that came, they shared their story.
Yeah.
But she was up on the stage, and I was up there with her, and her legs were just shaking out of control. We had seen a video, a humorous video, Bob Newhart playing a psychologist, where, you know, the answer... was absurd to this lady's problem. It was just stop
it. A new therapy. Yeah,
stop it. Okay, so, but then, you know, the analogy of that really is pretty critical in the Christian faith, where that's kind of the approach people have. Well, just stop doing it.
Yeah.
But she had seen this, and so she said out loud the words, stop it, after I told her that she didn't have to, her legs didn't have to do that, and she says, stop it to them, and they actually did stop. Yeah.
But she did that in the first couple of group meetings, and I said, where are you trying to run to? Because when somebody's doing that, it's like, I want out of here. And she said, I want out of here. And she almost didn't come back on Saturday morning. But she, I think her son made her come back. And,
Steve, sometimes talking out loud like that, like Maureen did when she talked to herself and said, stop it, what it does is it puts it, instead of thinking it in our mind, we can be on a little merry-go-round. But when we say it out loud, it kind of comes in through our ears and hits the brain in a new place.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it actually can create an intervention. So
If we say it to ourselves. Something else, another lady in the group shared with her a passage from Psalm 45 that after she had this transformation, and she hung on to this. And verse 10 says, listen to me, O royal daughter, take heart what I say. Forget your people and your family far away, for your royal husband, God, delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord.
And
that, when she I don't know how many times she read that verse to all of us, you know, but that was kind of the capper to the whole thing.
I love it.
She saw that from God's point of view.
Let's go talk to Jenny in Seattle, Washington, KGNW. By the way, let me just mention, never mind. Jenny, Seattle, Washington, KGNW. How could we help you?
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I am very nervous. I've noticed that my husband has appeared aroused when he's playing with our children.
Mm-hmm.
Who are
your kids? Children, boys, girls? What?
A boy, 3.5. A girl, 1.
3.5, and a girl,
1.
Who's 1? Okay.
Yeah. The first time I noticed this was about 1.5 years ago. He was reading our son a story and on a rocking chair, and then my husband walked into the bathroom, and it was very obvious, and I was like, I asked him about it. I said, why are you aroused? That seems weird. And he just said, oh, well, you know, it just happened. He was just, you know, his feet were in the area, and so I accepted it, but I felt weird about it.
Yeah.
And then since that time, I mean, we've been dealing with, you know, his anger issues and and he has a past with pornography.
Okay. So when you found out he had a past with pornography, what did you do?
Well, he told me that he had a past with pornography when we were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, that God had freed him from that, and that he was, you know, he was meeting with somebody, and.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
The question is that this happened. I noticed this again on Friday, a couple days ago, and when they were, you know, he and the kids were wrestling on the bed, and I noticed this. And I was just, you know, horrified.
Yeah.
I just thought, this isn't right. This isn't. And I wonder what is going through his head. I didn't confront him about it because I'm afraid to. I just wonder what.
Jenny
what,
has.
What
just,
do I do?
Okay, I have a couple of quick thoughts. First of all, has he done any sexually inappropriate behaviors to the children?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're little, and I'm not there all the time.
I understand. But so you're saying, no, I haven't seen any sexualized behaviors. See, what I think might be going on is, I would take a guess here, that your husband, as a little boy growing up, had absolutely no history of emotional closeness in his family.
Yes.
Okay. So you said yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So with that in mind, what happens to people like that is that they grow up sexualizing all closeness. Mm. And so closeness, therefore, and intimacy is only felt in a sexual way. And avoidant males or females, people who do not, especially males, who do not know how to develop emotional intimacy, just the actual physical contact and closeness of another human being can actually create some arousal in the person. And so you say, well, this is a part of his injury. This is a part of his woundedness from his childhood, and it is proper to address him and say, you know what, I've noticed this, and what I would recommend you do is that we get into some couples work and we learn how to better address our emotional intimacy so that sexualized intimacy is different than emotional intimacy. Your husband doesn't know how to create a separation there.
Okay. We've been in counseling for the past year.
Has this been the part of the topic?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But the emotional intimacy part should be part of the topic. How do we get close emotionally? And here's the thing: if you confront him about this, then he immediately goes into being a failure and being shameful, and that just shuts him down even more. So somehow you have to put this in the context of what Mylon was just saying is, it seems like that when you feel close to the kids, mm-hmm. it arouses you. And that, for somebody who has had very little emotional intimacy in their life, I'm told that's a normal thing. We want to move it beyond that because I get worried about that, and you probably do too. So we want to become more comfortable with each other emotionally.
Yeah, and so, I would just say, this is one of those situations, Jenny, where you need to be more vigilant mm-hmm. than less.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so here's what I'm
just
saying.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Because it could just slip
you
over
the
line.
You want to be sure that every time he has been alone with the children, that you have a conversation with them where they certainly would feel free to tell you if anything strange went on. But
how old
are the kids? How old are they?
One and three.
One and three.
Okay.
Girl's one.
Well, I just for the 3-year-old, I think she needs to hear.
It's a boy.
He needs to hear you talk about inappropriate touching.
I have, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. And then I just cannot imagine this being handled any other way than with in a counselor's office.
Yeah.
You have mm-hmm. to say to yourself, this is not normal, and the only way I can deal with this and not shame him, just like we're saying here, is to let somebody else be the one that talks about it.
But, one of the things, you guys, and Jenny, that Kay and I do How We Love Sexually workshops a lot, and we talk to groups about sex, and we have to talk to all men about learning how to create non-sexual physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Not because so many men are totally sexualized from the time they hit adolescence. Everything is sex, 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 sex. And then to learn to touch your wife, hold her hand, put your arm around her without turning it into some sort of a groping activity, a lot of guys do not know how not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to teach them all about non-sexual physical touch and the value of it.
So that could be something you bring up with the counselor.
Okay. Yes.
How do we do that?
Yeah. One quick question. One quick question. Is he sexual with you?
Yes, but we've had a lot of times when I suspect that he's, that he's not, maybe looking at pornography or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope that you will let us connect you with a counselor. I wish he'd come to Every Man's Battle workshop just to handle that pornography piece of all of this.
To get that out of the way.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back right after this for more of New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Mylon Jurkovich. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for this classic program from the Archives of New Life Live. If you're hurting and New Life can help, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to the program. This is Terry McIntosh, and I hope you're enjoying this classic program from the New Life Live Archives. I want to take just a minute to remind you that if you're struggling with food, depression, anxiety, relationships, or something else, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. If you want a life recovery meeting, we can help you with that. Maybe it's a small group at home or at church, or maybe you just want to learn a little bit more. We can help with that, too. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, and she can get you started. Also, if you're ordering things on Amazon, you can help New Life out by using smile.amazon.com and choosing New Life Ministries as your charity of choice. We're the one in Lake Forest, California. It doesn't cost you any more, and you contribute to helping us reach hurting people. Another way to help is by joining Club New Life. That's our monthly giving program. It starts at $30 per month, and for that you get the complete Arterburn Wellness Series. That's an 8-book series. The monthly Club New Life CD, access to the Club New Life video library, discounts, quarterly resources, and more. And if you can do that, it will really help us out here in the summer and all year long as well. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or you can sign up online at newlife.com. Now let's get back to our classic program from the New Life Archives.
We're back. All right, wow. I'm going to do a quick one final call right over here to Deborah from Boise, Idaho, KBXL. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How in the world could we help you?
I want to find out how I can deal with the guilt that I feel and the pain that I feel from a separation that has occurred between my mother and myself.
Okay, what happened?
Well, it's got kind of a long story, and I'll try to make it short.
Okay.
My birth parents were divorced when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mother ran away with another man, and so my father had custody of us. We went to live with my grandparents for a year. Then my dad married my life mother, as I call her. She took us in and supported us, helped my father support us. We never wanted for anything. We may not have had the best, but we always had enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mom suffered, I feel that she suffered from a low self-esteem problem that she'd had from childhood. And she was always bad-mouthing people.
Which mom?
Huh?
Which mom? The one that your biological mom or the stepmom?
The other one.
The stepmom.
My life mom.
You which?
My life mom.
Life mom, okay.
Okay. So the question would be?
Well, when my father died 5 years ago from Alzheimer's, my mom and I were really close. And then my sister-in-law told her that I had said that she was an idiot and didn't know how to work her finances, which was not true. Mom and Dad had made me the executrix on their will.
Okay, Dan, I'm going to need to get to a quick question because we're about out of time. So is there a question you could ask us about this?
Yes. How do I stop feeling so guilty for taking my mom out of my life?
Okay. Dave, well, you see this happen. People get estranged, whether it's right or wrong.
If it's irreparable, somehow, I think basically you've got to come to a place where you can forgive her for whatever has led to the estrangement, which doesn't mean that you reconcile with her. That's a separate process that would require her having some insight into what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if you can work on that inside in terms of why you have left her and then forgive her, that there's no reason to feel guilty then, because you've done what the Bible tells you to do, is to release that and to let it go.
I think there's two things here. One is there's this negativism that Deborah saw in her stepmother, who she calls her life mom, that she's bad-mouthing. So there might be a history of resentment that Deborah does feel that's truly a pattern she would like to change or doesn't like in her mother-in-law. But there's another issue, and that was that a sister-in-law gave a bad report to the mother-in-law or to the stepmother, and put, you know, Deborah in a bad position. She misrepresented her. So I would say that you need to do a couple things. You need to approach your life mom and say, you know, what happened back there? Why are we not talking? What is your perspective? And as we say on the show many times, really do a good job listening to the other person and saying, what hurts and how can we get by this?
That depends on who did the cutting off. Yeah.
Sure. But even then, we can still try.
Yeah. Mom factor would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Forgiving the unforgivable.
Yeah, forgiveness. I think that book would be great.
Well, it does help you forgive the unforgivable. And, you know, a lot of times, most of the time, I think we feel like we're the unforgivable person. Mm-hmm. And that book helps with that.
But there's a chapter on that, too, in there.
Yeah. Okay. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help or if you could help us. One of the ways that we could help you is if you would just come on over here and allow us to work with you in Dallas, Texas. Now, New Life started in 1988, and we started putting Christian psychiatric programs in secular hospitals. And I still have people come up to me and say, that was the thing that saved my life. One lady, it was so fantastic, she didn't commit suicide. Found out she was pregnant while she was in treatment. She didn't have an abortion. And her son grew up, and he saved another young boy from drowning. Hmm. She said, so I think if you add it all up, you guys saved 3 lives.
Mm. What a great story.
But what we do on the weekend, it's better than that. It's more powerful than that. And I think it produces more lasting change than what we were doing in the psychiatric treatment program. Mm-hmm. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, we'll tell you about the Everyman's Battle Workshop. This is the 10th anniversary of the release of the Everyman's Battle book, and 3.5 million books later, and marriage is saved. We want you to do it yourself. We want you to come and experience something that maybe you've never experienced before, and that is waking up and saying, on this day, I will be clean and sober like I was yesterday. And what a great feeling that is. So you call us if there's anything there that we can interest you in changing. Mylon Yurkovich, thank you for being here. You are the author of How We Love. The new How We Love has the How We Do the Workbook section in it.
They're combined. Uh-huh.
And that's a great thing. And Dr. Dave Stoop, he's the author of this little devotional with big results called Just Us. And, you know, one of the verses in there is Psalm 85, 11 through 12. It says, righteousness smiles down from heaven. The Lord pours down his blessing. truth springs up from the earth. You know, if you don't have truth, what do you have? Mm-hmm. You don't have anything. If you don't have truth in a marriage or in your faith or truth with yourself, you don't have much. So we want to help you find that truth. I believe transformation starts with a growing awareness that is implemented or initiated by the Holy Spirit saying to you, hey, look at this. And you either respond to it or you don't. And when you respond, God makes you aware of a whole new life that's available to you no matter what you've been through, no matter what. You cannot out-sin God's love and grace. Thank you. We'll see you here next time right here on New Life Live. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt anybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.